This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we're going to be hearing from the British coach, Chris Bartel, who has been instrumental in leading the German event team to multiple medal successes over recent Olympic and World Games and European Championships. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chris. Look forward to having a chat with you.
Yes, good to catch up with you. And you, of course, are back in sunny Yorkshire at this time. So, I mean, you must be gathering quite a few air miles, I would imagine, back and forth to Germany, aren't you?
Yeah, quite busy at the moment. I've just been this last weekend in Poland at Stregom. Before that, of course, it was Limulen. Yeah, and coming up fairly soon is Aachen. So, certainly no grass growing between my toes.
That's for sure. Well, before we talk about the squad that you have named for Rio, let's just give our wider audience here a little bit of background as to how long you've been training the German team now and how that position came about in the first place.
Well, that is on the one hand, an easy question to answer. 2001 is when I started with the team. As to how that came about, I became available, you might say, after Sydney, because I chose to put my name forward to ride in Sydney with WordPerfect, and when the option to train the British team came around, I said I still wanted to ride. So, of course, at that time, Yogi Breisner took on that job and has done a great job ever since. And as I became, in inverted commas, available, then somebody in Germany obviously had the idea to give me a call, and that's really how it happened.
Yeah. That's how it happened. And, of course, it's just gone from one success to another. It's an amazing record. You must be enormously proud of what you've achieved so far with the team, Chris, just looking in the rearview mirror for a moment.
Well, I mean, obviously it has been a great run that we've had together. It isn't just me. We are blessed with a great team of people working together. My colleague Hans Meltzer, who's the performance manager in Germany, and obviously the other trainers with whom I work over there, and of course, yeah, the riders, the horses, owners, grooms, everybody. We do have a great team spirit, and it's a privilege to be able to work with them. And of course, yeah, I brought a different slant on the sport, coming from outside Germany, and I think that certainly was one factor that helped, but there, as we all know, are many elements to our discipline, and one thing I know is that German riders, young riders, start off with a very good basic, so one has a good basic model to start with, which is a great advantage at the beginning.
Well, talking about what you brought to the table, could you summarize what that philosophy was, which clearly is a winning philosophy that you have based on your traditions and your training, really coming up through the BHS system in England and making you a successful rider and trainer and coach before taking on a national squad? Could you give us a snapshot of what you feel your winning philosophy is, Chris?
Good question. I mean, at the end of the day, my background, as a kid learning to ride and then going on to compete and so on, my mother started the Yorkshire Riding Centre here. She always had a very, inquiring mind as regards the training horses, training riders, and she looked out of the box, you might say, and at the time, yes, very much involved with the British Horse Society, with the riding school. She also made contact with a Swedish ex-Olympian who actually won Olympics in 52 in Helsinki, Hans von Blixen-Finneker, and having met him, persuaded him to come and train us here in Yorkshire. That's myself and my sister Jane, and that led to us eventually becoming members of the British dressage team in Los Angeles, 84. And I still had at that time a lot of interest from my days in national hunt or steeplechase racing and also with event horses. So although I was very much involved in dressage at that time, I was also still pursuing an interest in eventing. And what's always fascinated me and what I learned from the Baron was the inseparable relationship between the dressage training and the cross-country riding and the jumping training, and that in effect they're not in separate boxes, they're very much in the same box, and therefore the dressage training has to impact correctly on the cross-country riding. That makes cross-country riding quicker and safer, and of course we're looking for horses to carry themselves and use themselves to the very best when it comes to the show jumping or stadium jumping, as you may call it, over on the other side of the pond.
Right.
So that's the philosophy I brought very much with me to Germany, and they were very open to that because of the dressage sport being so strong in Germany. And I was able to work and bring that philosophy across to other trainers with whom I worked over there, both dressage trainers pure, but also the eventing trainers, and tried to instill the idea that in the end our dressage training must lead to self-carriage, no loss of initiative, horses who are obedient and balanced and strong enough to carry themselves and the rider in the cross country without losing their own brains and their own initiative.
Right. Well, let's look forward to the team that you have named. As you mentioned, there is Aachen coming up on the 15th, 16th of July, where they have to take a run. But there is a likely team that will head to Rio later this summer. Let's just talk about that main squad, because it's full of obviously experience, depth of experience, but a most incredible recent form as well. Chris, talk us through that.
Well, we do have a great bunch at the moment. Clearly from last year, we have the squad or the team that we had at Blair Castle. We have Sandra Alfard in alphabetical order. The Sandra Alfard with Opgun Louveau, who was great form in New Moulin the weekend before last. We have Michael Jung, of course, with three horses on the list, any one of which may be the final choice to run in Rio. That decision will be made in principle after Aachen. And then Ingrid Klimke, of course, with Hale Bob, who she rode last year at Blair Castle in the Europeans. And she will be riding her mare Escada in Aachen, but she's not on the list for Rio, having sustained a slight injury earlier in the spring campaign. So she's back in action again, and will run in Aachen. And then after Ingrid, of course, then Andreas Ostholt is on the list with his Zouizette, who ran so well at Badminton. He will be wanting to prove that he's in good form in Aachen as well. We've got Dirk Schrader, who's also on the list with Hop and Skip, who's been a regular team member for the past 4 years, really, since London. First in Malmo at the Europeans, and then in France at the Worlds, and of course last year in the Europeans in Scotland. So he's out to show he's in great form in Aachen. Bettina Hoy with Designer, who had a great run at Badminton and has been in very good form this season. She's determined to show that she's ready. And then, of course, we've got a new kid on the block, Yulia Kraevsky, who was second in Lumulin in the four-star, her first four-star, with a really excellent performance. And she won't be competing in Aachen, having just done the four-star in Lumulin. She'll be hopefully be able to act as the guinea pig rider for the dressage, just to be able to be there and be involved. And yeah, her name is also on the list for Rio, as is the winner of the four-star in Lumulin, Andreas Dubovsky, with It's Me. And that is a very strong lineup. The selectors will sit around the table in Aachen and have to make a decision which four and which one as reserve will go to Rio.
It's an amazing choice. And we've heard from David O'Connor how he makes suggestions to the selection committee, Chris, but he is not part of that committee. How do you fit in that relationship with the selection
That's
committee?
That's a very similar relationship that both I and team vet Carsten Van... Carsten Horder have with the selectors. We ask for our assessment, opinion of likely performance outcomes, any risk factors, and the selectors in the end will make their decision about what balance of, you might say, balance of risk or potential outcome that they are comfortable with. And I always say to people, especially as a Brit, being a consultant trainer to the German team, it is for the German selection committee, comprised of trainers, there's five of them all together, two of which are former riders or riders who are not involved this year in the Olympics, but so there's two members of the selection committee voted on by the riders themselves, and the two trainers and one chairman. So they make what I call the political decision of performance and risk factors and any other factors have to be borne in mind in order to choose their team.
Right, and once you get to Aachen and you met the selectors, make their final decision, what are the plans then heading to Rio? What needs to be done in Germany, and when do you actually leave with the team?
Yeah, we will have a get-together during the week before departure for Rio, so that's during... I haven't got my calendar in front of me, but I think it's the week of the 26th or the 27th of July. And then we fly out on the Friday. Just actually flicking as we speak through my calendar to make sure I've got the dates right. But we'll get together during the week of the 25th and fly out on the 29th. They're not having a long training spell before going out, because really, I'm in good enough contact with them all, both in training and at competitions, to know that from that side of things we're ready. It's more a get-together before departure.
And in terms of the whole squad that goes, your support team, Chris, in terms of vets and farriers, physio and all the rest of it, how many make up the German squad?
Well, we have an official team vet. Of course, we have all the riders each have their own groom. We have a team physio acupuncturist who's been with the team ever since I started, Ina Gosmeier, who will be coming. The equestrian team altogether have other people involved, but those are the key people as far as the eventing squad is concerned. Of course, we take our own farrier out there, and there will be other trainers out there, according to which riders would like which people in their own personal support team, whether it be from the dressage side or the jumping side. And, of course, family supporters who also play a key part in every rider's performance. So the question is always, how many accreditations can one get to get people on the right side of the fence? That's always a critical factor, and a lot of negotiation has to take place between the various sporting disciplines in order to get the number of accreditations that each team requires.
And I would say that you possibly, not speaking for you, but you must be going to Rio with a fair amount of confidence in your squad, given the amazing track record and, you know, that dominant winning streak that you've been on with the team for so long now, Chris. I mean, that must give you that even greater surge of confidence and buoyance and throughout the team, too.
Yeah, I mean, it clearly is a fact. They are in great form. I know that they can go exceptionally well. On the other hand, although it's a team sport and there's a team result, it's in the end down to the individual performances of each rider and horse on the day. There's only one day, one moment that counts, and everything else is, in that sense, irrelevant. How strong the others are, I'm sure that there will be some other very good, strong teams and combinations out there. So that goes without saying. But on the other hand, I'm confident that our guys are in great form and will be able to, deliver their best on the day. So looking forward to enjoying ourselves out there. It's a great experience, and hopefully out of that enjoyment that they will produce what I know they're all capable of.
And you mentioned there that you were at the 84 Olympic Games, representing Great Britain, of course, in dressage. We know that Mark Todd is going to be in Brazil. This will be his 8th Olympic Games, and you go back as far as him. So how many games is this for you?
Well, he's had the good fortune of being able to ride in more of them myself. Sadly, I missed out to compete in Olympics in eventing. But as far as a coach, yeah, I've been since 84. Apart from Seoul and Barcelona, I've been at every Olympics since then. Certainly, each one has its own particular flavor and memories. And as I said just now, it's important to go out there and enjoy the experience as well as hopefully produce the performances.
Well, we will wish you luck, but not all of it, Chris. I hope you have a wonderful trip and a successful competition. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the program.
Not at all, Chris. Great to have a chat with you. And, look forward to meeting friends and maybe yourself. You'll be out there, no doubt. Everybody in the sport when we get out there.
And that's it for this week's episode. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with our new schedule of podcasting every 2 weeks. You can keep up with all the latest news on our website at useventing.com and via our social media channels on Facebook and Twitter. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.